Shoo. What up, everybody? It's your boy Timmy Two Times in the house. What up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Mr. Sully Soul. What's up, homie?
Not much, guys. How's, how you guys doing out there?
How's the Steel City going?
Yeah, how's the things out there?
Going good, man. I mean, I can't complain. God is good. It's been snowing for the last few days, but, you know, I mean, it's all still new. I don't mind it yet, you know? Yeah, let me get down to what we're going to talk about today. So, Iowa caucus debacle. You guys have heard about this, right?
It's the Iowa caucus. Iowa cuckold.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the State of the Union. There was a few events that happened in that
not like we debate. Haven't seen that on the news for the last.
Oh, yeah. We're also going to talk about the acquittal. That's the big news this week. Etch-a-sketch, betch. It's gone. We're also going to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to ban the term pull yourself up by your bootstraps because,
she's an idiot.
According to her, it's just physically impossible to do. Someone needs to tell her about all that water under the bridge.
And she didn't do this on Twitter. She did it like in a hero.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like live on TV, C-SPAN, in the house. I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. So how much longer until they elect her out?
Exactly.
I mean, it can't be much longer, right?
No, especially after the fact that it started raining cats and dogs in her parade. all right. Anyways, so we're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show. All right, I got something real quick.
Oh,
I got something. All right,
no.
I'm fired up today.
Oh, no.
I'm fired up.
Oh,
before
shit.
We get into the headlines, because, you know, we don't know what the hell that's going to be about. I got two issues that has happened this weekend. Number one, turn the music off. It's annoying.
What?
Wow, he's got a rant.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Just
these crazy liberals, right, freaking drove into a Trump voter registration. You know, like this conservative group was signing people up for, you know, for voting, and they had Trump signs. Dudes drove up into this thing, basically took out the entire booth, almost ran somebody over, destroyed the signs, everything.
All right.
This is derangement syndrome, by the way. Who does that?
That's attempted murder.
Yeah, no, they arrested the guy. They arrested the guy.
All right,
you know, but this is the crap.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
This is supposed to be the peaceful people. We care about everybody. We're accepting. We're tolerant and everything.
Bullshit.
You know what? Right then and there is showing you these people, when they say Trump supporters are deranged, last I checked, we had a whole rally with guns. And did anybody get shot?
Yeah,
no. Did cops get shot or shit thrown at them? No. Did they clean up all the garbage? Yes. You know what I mean? Come on. Stop.
So
number two.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'll let you finish your rant.
Number two. Portland. This Antifa crap in Portland, I am sick and tired of it. Once again, they are on the streets in Portland this weekend, terrorizing people, throwing crap at people, now poking people with the umbrella tips.
Really?
I really want to go to Portland. And the cops are doing absolutely nothing. They are standing across the street, basically saying, please don't cross the street or we will have to act. A reporter or somebody with a camera was filming, got attacked, ran up to where the cops were hiding. And you know what the cops said? We're not going to protect you if you go back out there. Your job is to serve and protect.
Right. No, hey, look, you're making some valid points.
Were they on
what
break?
Is going on? What is going on? This is a problem. This is a major problem. This is not protesting. This is close to terror.
Anarchy.
Yeah.
This is what you want? This is what you idiots want all over the country? This is what these idiots are calling for. This is what these guys are calling for. The Bernie Sanders and all the caucuses, mother. And then this ASU, you know, crazy person.
I know you got into this rant about, you know, the left losing its mind. And it has. Because, you know, Don Lemon, CNN, he's a special one.
The guy who gave the...
He came out saying that Trump supporters were the new KKK, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? The new face of racism. This is CNN nonstop. But CNN won't show you these people, this is the day after Trump got acquitted. This special kid decides to
slash his throat. Say that. Every fucking Republican. Say that. Suck my fucking balls.
Say that one more time.
Slash Republican throats. Slash fascist throats.
Basically, he's saying slash Republican throats.
Yeah.
That's not basically. That is exactly what he said.
Yeah, I don't think you need to boil that down for us.
That's the kid that they need to look after.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And look, because that's the kid that will go into.
He needs to put on a watch list and allowed to buy guns.
Well, but that's the kid that'll go into this square, see Turning Point and all these cats, you know, with their, you know, conservative signs and capitalism, big gov sucks. That's the kid that'll open up on them.
Right. Exactly.
And they'll blame guns. No, no. That's a crazy person that wants to do harm.
Yeah. And I bet you he's
good, responsible gun owners will not do that.
And the thing is that he's not going to be investigated. Nobody's going to come try to find him. Imagine, let's reverse the roles. Let's say this was an LGBTQ gathering and it was some far right crazy person who came out and said, slash their throats.
Person.
I guarantee you CNN would be all over him. They would be asking everybody in that group, are you okay? How do you feel about this? But they're nowhere to be found. Why? Because Dennis Prager says this all the time, being on the left it means never to having say you're sorry. You don't have to
or
explain your
wrong.
Character. Exactly. So when I look at this, you know, obviously he's got some mental issues because
he's a loser.
What drives you where you can't control yourself, man, to say all this stuff? And he doesn't care. He knows that nothing's going to happen to him. Like they can act like this in public, but any Republican who just smiles at anybody, and I bring this up all the time, is a new face of the KKK. Let's get the fuck out of here, these motherfuckers. Anyway, that was your rant.
So that kid?
Yeah, go ahead.
So that kid, no kid left behind.
Exactly.
That's the epitome of no kid left
behind.
Thank you.
Or,
sorry, like this is the... What about that other crazy girl, the video I sent you guys with the Sinead O'Connor looking female that nobody would ever put their PP into? Just literally like screaming at the top of their lungs at these people, like whining, like crying.
Yep.
Nah!
She wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't even like, crying. It was straight screaming like, because she was a conservative. Conservative transgender drag queen. And
she was like literally throwing a temper tantrum. Like I literally, when I walk my dog and I see some of these little kids and they throw their temper tantrums and I like say really loud, but not enough when people can hear me, like take the kid inside. The kid literally, nah! That's what these people do.
Yep.
They can't have a conversation. They literally just, like,
oh my god,
what is wrong with you people?
You kind of sounded like a hurt heifer there.
Yeah,
for a second.
But what are wrong with these people? What are these? And don't get me started on Don Lemon. This is the same guy that's being sued for sticking his hand down some guy's pants and sticking up their ass and then putting it under their nose. Okay,
oh wow,
that's the same guy. Oh yeah. No, seriously, you didn't know? You didn't hear about
that? I knew
that
he's being sued, but I didn't know exactly what he did. Wow.
Yeah, I looked it up because me and my boss talk about it all the time. Yeah, he stuck his finger up a guy's butt.
Ooh.
And put it and gave him a dirty stitch.
How's that? That's disgusting.
That is gross. But you know, you were talking about how if this was a LGBTQ rally versus a Trump supporter,
you're going to be violated.
Violated?
I mean,
by
protested.
Who's going to violate me? I may like that. I don't know. Anyways,
the Q.
Going back to the Covington kid, what was his name?
Yeah.
David name was. Basically, he sued, was it CNN? I think it was CNN. He basically sued CNN saying, you guys completely fabricated this. He won.
Yeah.
His lawyers, they settled out of court because they had proof that CNN had all the footage and they cherry picked only the parts that made him look like an idiot. He turned around and sued him I think he was looking for like $7 million or something.
I thought it was
like
in the billions.
He was asking for some huge amount. I'm sure when they settled, they settled for a lot less. But still, that's a great start.
Oh, he's going after everybody. The lawyer said after the case was won, they're going after everybody.
They should. They should.
Defamation of character.
Exactly. And basically, this shit needs to stop. And this is how, I mean, I mentioned it years ago. They need to start suing the hell out of these people. And he started it, and I appreciate it. Keep going.
And I know we're going to get into this, so I'm not going to talk about it now. When we start talking about the State of the Union, we're going to get into other liable and censorship and what everybody's crying about, because that's another thing that's got my nuts in a fucking vice right now. Part of my language. I'm trying not to curse, but you know what?
No, I get it. But before we get to that, I know Heidi, let's get to your give us what you got.
I mean, this is that episode, man.
So I was actually just going to read like a bunch of the headlines that were out there, because I'm sure you're going to hit on a bunch of them anyways. So and of course, the first one on here, DNC boss purrs defiant and amid resignation nation calls following Iowa caucus. Absolutely not. So that was like the top of the top of the thing, and I know that that's one of the things that you are planning on kind of going over today.
But. Do nothing, Democrats.
So apparently they've been preparing for this. They said that they had been preparing for this for 3 years, and they were
the Iowa caucus,
this new app. Yeah. Because, you know, obviously they're preparing. So they were touting this and they got this new app. Now, you're not going to guess what the name of the app is.
Is
Think
it
of the worst name that you can call.
Defeat Trump? Beat Trump?
No. The maker of this app, the name of that business is called Shadow Inc.
Oh, dear Lord.
The name of the company is called Shadow Inc. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there's a company that developed an application that's supposed to count the vote. Do you have any details on what exactly the app is doing?
So what I think the app was doing, so these areas where people go and vote, is it precinct? I think that's what the term is.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Voting so they go in and they say go into a college, a gym or some church or somewhere where they all gather. And, you know, it's a really, sometimes it's a small group, sometimes it's 20 people. And they go in and they just, you know, vote, right? Now,
flip a coin, you mean?
If there's a tie, right, they have to pick a winner, and then the winner gets the votes. I don't know how this works, man. This is the genius of the Democratic Party, dude. It doesn't make sense. How are you flipping? These people are the ones who were mad about Trump when Trump won, because they said the Electoral College is racist. Fucking Bill Maher was saying that the Electoral College is set up to make Republicans win. But here's the deal. These people in the Iowa caucus, they were taking away votes by flipping a coin, dude. So if you want to be the party of democracy and the majority rules, then how come you can't follow your own rules when it counts for your team? But here's the deal. You know why they didn't? Because they know that Bernie Sanders would win. They don't want Bernie Sanders to win, because socialism is not popular. It's not even popular in the Democratic Party, but this is the guy that's winning, and he was leading. And they held on to that vote because they didn't want Bernie Sanders to get this momentum and win in New Hampshire, because New Hampshire's coming up this week. So what they did is they hold the votes, and they don't want to release it. They don't want to make it public, and basically to muddy the waters so that Bernie Sanders does not look like a clear winner. But Bernie Sanders clearly won that. And so anyway, so I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent answering your question, but here's the deal. So they were going to use this app, and this app was supposed to make it quicker and faster and better. It didn't. It was a total failure. They come out saying, it was a disaster. They come out saying, look, we still have what is it? The physical paper trail, and we can, it's like, dude, no, you already messed this up. And now these are the people, and I've heard this, everybody's saying this, and it's so true. These are the people that want to control our healthcare. They want to control every aspect of our lives. And yet they can't even do something that has been at the beginning of the founding of the country, which is counting votes, dude. They're fucking miserable.
Nevada came out and said, well, we have something different, and it's something that's embedded into the iPads and everything. It's not an app, it's a tool. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this.
I've seen videos where they take the quote unquote voting machines, right? Now they'll take 13 people. Just, you know, random 13 people, and they'll take them into the voting area, right? And they'll give them fake ballots, and they'll say, all right, you vote however you want to vote, and we'll run it through the machine. And they run them through the machine, and then they do the tally, and then they actually take the physical ballots and they count them, the 13, right? You had 10 people voted yes, 3 people voted no. You look at the tally that came out of the machine, and it says, you know, 7 people said yes, and 6 people said no. You basically, they're changing the counting in the machine itself. It's just like, well, wait a minute.
Where were the Russians?
It's like the shuffle. It's like the
Russians
master.
Made the machine.
It's like the shuffle. It's like the shuffle machine at the blackjack table, there, right? Like, oh yeah, it doesn't know where the aces and everything are.
It's just, it's amazing. It's a video on YouTube. You guys should be able to find it if you're interested. But yeah, they basically took this random sample of people and said, do you trust the voting machines? And they're like, oh, yeah. And they took them in the room. They gave them ballots. They ran them through. And they showed everybody the actual ballots that went through and said, yeah, you know, 10 people voted yes, 3 people voted no. The machine tells you that 6 people voted no and 7 people voted yes. You're like, wait a minute. What? You know, they were basically skewing the numbers however they wanted them to come out.
The do-nothing Democrats. Anyway, Heidi.
This is the hanging Chad. Hanging Chads
dangling,
all over
dangling.
Well,
dangling
don't get
Chad.
Me wrong. The Republicans can do some shady stuff, too. I mean,
it can be done
with Bush.
Sides,
all the dead people voted all of a sudden at the end. When they did the recount, there was like voters that were dead. I mean, so they do some shady stuff, too. So we got to be fair. Politics in this country is definitely corrupt and they got some issues. But you know what? We, at least Republicans, conservatives, they can actually count. You know what I mean? They could count dead people at least. You know what I mean? Like, they could get dead people to vote. That's impressive. But
well, it's a good thing we don't require voter ID because, you know, if you had ID, the dead people might not be voting.
I don't know how much validity there is in what you just said, Tim, but I'm not even going to challenge it.
No, that was a big thing in the court.
It went to the courts. The courts decided that it was all fair and square, man.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, yeah. Go ahead, ID.
Okay. You can't even say that with a straight face. Go. Don't get me started. There's a lot of shit I'm fired up on.
All right.
So feeling like a winner, .. Warren still optimistic despite financial woes. Poor Iowa showing. I guess, obviously, we just talked about Iowa.
So Pocahontas maybe get out of the race.
She looks awfully
good. Dude, they're saying the guy that's part of the LGBTQ community, because I don't know what you're allowed to say anymore, he has a really good shot of being the guy that actually goes into the primary.
Buttigieg.
What's his name?
Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, no, wait, hold on. Before you go out. No, so you brought that up, the LGBT. So I saw this ad, dude, and it's freaking hilarious. So there's this LGBTQ ad, and then they basically say, take that, Trump. Now I'm gonna show you this video because it's freaking hilarious, dude. I was like, how is this? Just watch this, and it's the last seconds of the video. I haven't seen the whole thing, but Madaleno Jenkins, this is his ad.
Take that, Trump.
Oh, no, why is this okay?
So
my children watch TV, fuckers.
One of the comments was, I hope Trump can recover from this.
But here's the deal. Trump's never said any.
I like how they pan out and there's two black children there too.
Who are these
my thing is, so let's dissect this one real quick.
Who cares?
I've never heard Trump come out and say anything negative about the LGBTQ community.
If
he wants political suicide, he would make a stupid comment, but why? What's the problem? This is normal. Yeah. Like when you see this every day, this is not like 1980s anymore in the 70s where, oh my God, where people, this is very acceptable. Nobody condones people for being gay anymore. I don't know where
condemn
that comes.
And not to mention that it's two condemn, years. Sorry. It's 2 years old. This is from the 2018 elections.
Yeah.
What the hell? Yeah,
this is
who cares?
This is what they're trying to go after.
I don't understand
people.
Why. And this is across the board. I don't go out in public. They're clearly making sure that
they're trying
to
get
emphasize
votes.
This. I know, but that's so. Then I think we all need to start going out. Gay, lesbian, straight, I don't care. And everybody, let's just start sticking our tongues down the people's throats that we're with. Because
can I have Ashley St. Clair? I want Ashley St. Clair.
It's okay for these. Madaleno. Just from now on, everybody, just start. Nelson, Tim, y'all are single. It doesn't matter. Walk up to women. Walk up to men. I want you to just start putting your tongue down their throat.
No, you know
so
what
we
I'm going to do?
Post it out there.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to create my own political, my own thing. I'm going to be sitting there with my yam bag hanging out and go, take that, Bernie, and just have my balls just hanging out. You know what I mean? Be like,
yeah.
I'm going to be walking PDA around
with my ass cheeks hanging out.
Yeah, PDA needs to take on a whole new meaning because apparently that's the only way we can market ourselves for
take that, Biden. No, yeah.
And, exactly, and back to the point where it's like Trump doesn't care. He has no opinion on, that I know of.
This is just triggering. This is trying to trigger people in the right, like, and trigger their own voters. But I really, we got to get back to the headlines, but we can go on and on. But we're going to get into this when we talk about the State of the Union and everything else. The middle of the ground Democrats, which make up a lot of the party, are seeing the debacle happening. They're seeing the demise of their entire. They want nothing to do with it. A lot of people after the State of the Union, I've seen on Twitter. I mean, obviously, I don't follow millions of people, but there was a lot of people switching over to and saying after the State of the Union.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the C-SPAN right after the State of the Union and right after Nancy Pelosi tears up the State of the Union. And I'm going to show you. We're going to talk about that. But I want to say, so right after that, C-SPAN starts taking callers, and I'm gonna I'll just play the video because you brought it up, Tim. And so people started calling in to C-SPAN, and these are Democrats. You know how C-SPAN, they do the, you know, the Democratic line, the Republican line, and then the others. Well, here's a piece of this, and I just wanted to show you. Oh, hold on, let me make sure I get the right one. Yeah, let me I'll just play a little bit of this.
That with a simple rip of a paper, Nancy Pelosi has pretty much sealed the deal of a re-election of Donald Trump. When independent voters see that, watch the rest of the speech, the optics of her being so childish to rip the speech after the ending of the speech, right after the soldier is brought, reunited with his family from Afghanistan, the optics of that are so horrible, so childish. It definitely plays to the base.
I'm going to show you this other one here.
The thing tonight was appalling to me and the gentleman before you. I think it was very disrespectful for this president. I didn't vote for him, and sometimes I don't agree with his policies. But that man is the president, and we should respect him. And what I've seen tonight of the Democrat Party, I am changing my mind. I mean, I'll probably still be a Democrat. Before I'm electing for a goddamn Democrat, never again. I'll probably stay home, and I am very embarrassed being a goddamn Democrat for what they did in the House over there today with Pelosi and the rest of them, sitting like a bunch of dadgum, damn idiots sitting there. And that is my thing about what I think about it. Now, there's 17,000 families in this.
Play this other one here.
Darla, you with us?
Yes, I'm still here, and I thought it was disgusting. As I sat here tonight and watched the whole speech, it was odd just to watch the State of the Union address and watch my president give the speech on everything great that's happening in our country, but yet Nancy Pelosi and the others who were dressed in white, I might add, just sitting over there, never standing, never clapping for anything that might be good for the country. I don't understand it.
Well, that's an easy answer.
I used to be a Democrat, but I am no longer a Democrat.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at the states these calls are coming in from, too. All the ones that are typical to be blue, you know, Alabama, Mississippi.
They're usually red.
I think that they've got a lot of that southern.
Well, here's the thing. And this is something that you don't normally see. And look, I follow politics there, and I'm going to show you guys more videos, dude. There is a counterculture that's coming, man. And it's a landslide for me, man. And when I see this and people calling and saying, look, I used to be a Democrat. I look at the optics of that Nancy Pelosi's what she did. And everybody knows about it. It's the rip heard around the world. It was louder than what's his name? That guy who farted on Mr. Solwell, who soiled his pants.
Dude, did you see the side by side meme? They go, which one was louder? The rip of the paper or his fart?
Oh, wow.
That was a great meme.
So that's all I'm saying is that Nancy Pelosi, in a moment of she couldn't control her rage. Well, that's how she wanted to make people. She planned this shit. And then Hannity did a whole thing on it.
Oh, yeah, this was all planned.
And he shows her ripping up the papers just so that she could make a show because apparently she can't rip paper. I don't know what she was doing. Anyway, I'll go ahead, Heidi. What else is going on?
So we had a gunman walks into the NYPD precinct hours after attacking patrol cars and shoots at a police officer.
He walked into the precinct and started shooting at police.
Gunman shoots cop inside NYPD precinct hours after attacking patrol car. Walking right into the
Is he dead
Bronx,
now?
Bronx and attacks, huh?
Is he dead now?
No, thank God the officer was wounded. Oh, the gunman?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like I said, I was just going really quickly through a lot of them that was just happening because I knew you were going to hit on a lot of the headlines. But and then, of course, the Portland chaos, which, you know, you already. And I guess they specifically went out to attack and vandalize war memorials.
Yes.
In Oregon.
Yes,
in Oregon.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And I know you're going to get to it. So let me be quick here. But and then they found a rare Hot Wheel Camaro in a basement, and it's apparently going to go worth, like, they don't even know the exact price because of how insane they're looking at the auction of it off.
The toy auction.
The one that has been irritating the shit out of me for like a week, a little less than a week now. What is today? Oh, maybe it's been about a week. The beginning of the week I saw it. I don't know if you saw this. Protesters in Florida standing on street corners wearing white with red blood stains on the crotch of their pants, holding up signs, "I want my foreskin back." Anti-circumcision protesters. They're saying that, yeah, my cousin posted something and I made a comment about it. I was like, holy shit.
Welcome to America, somebody attacked me
and goes, "Well, it's the same as ripping off your vagina lips." And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. No, wait, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah,
it was huge all over Florida.
Welcome to America, where our biggest problem is lack of foreskin.
They were stopping traffic in Orlando and it was like a big deal.
So you know what else became a big deal with Florida? The halftime show at the Super Bowl. Really? People are all up in arms about Shakira and J-Lo on the way they were dancing and the way they were dressed.
I know.
But Adam Levine last year basically took his entire, like, took his shirt off and was dancing on everybody. Oh, my God, it was great. But you know how many women were hating on Shakira?
Yeah,
and
screw you.
I'm like, stop.
Screw you guys. You're just jealous. You're jealous because a 50-year-old woman can do things that you only wish you could.
Don't get me wrong. I was definitely, I was like, wow, I'm shocked they did that. You know, like they let them go that, you know, like, dress like that. But I'm like, because just knowing we live in a PC world, right? But I'm sitting there.
No, we don't.
I was sweating, man. I was like, I can't breathe. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it thoroughly. But it wasn't like they were kissing each other and grinding on each other. They were doing a Las Vegas show. If you see those people perform in Vegas or live and their own, this is what they do. The NFL approved it. They got to see the whole dance before and all the costumes, and it all got approved. So if you're going to be mad at anybody, you're mad at the NFL. But you know what? Turn it off.
Yeah.
Turn it off. I don't want to hear. And it was both, you know, liberal and conservative people go, "Oh, but my kids watched this."
My kids watched it too.
Stop. Stop.
They're shaking themselves with the music.
If your kids watch half the crap on, if you let your kids watch pretty much half the crap on TV, you can't complain. If your kids watch the Jersey Shore, if they watch the other reality TV shows, Dr. Pimple Popper and, you know, all everything else in between, Housewives and New Jersey and all that crap. This is what it is. This is the level of entertainment now. Stop. You might as well just get rid of cable and never let your kids watch TV again, but they can go on the internet and look at Pornhub. So stop. It's just exactly. Too much. Anyway.
If you don't like it, just turn off the TV.
There you go.
Yes, I agree.
Shoot. Anyway,
we had twin 9-year-olds, an 81-year-old, a 91-year-old, and a 65-year-old, and a 41-year-old, and we were dancing with them.
And nobody wanted
to
see that.
Four generations of women dancing to the Super Bowl party.
Yeah. Which nobody really wanted to see, but that's okay.
Halftime show.
But really only...
Shakira. Yay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the part I remember.
Yeah, the tongue.
Oh my God. Okay. You know what I was thinking the whole time, right? Like, what would that feel like?
Did you see the meme? There's a goat, Billy Goat, and Shakira, and they're both got their tongues doing it at the same time.
So what people don't realize, like,
that's great.
Like, everybody thought she was like mimicking stuff, like, but that's actually like, because she's Lebanese and something else, and part of the other, like, that's part of the culture, right? It's for celebration. Like, she had to go out and explain herself. You know what
I'm
saying?
You're kidding me, really?
Yeah, she had to explain that whole thing. I'm telling you, man. This is why people get offended even listening to this show. Oh, you guys are too much. Stop. You know what I mean? This is real life. Are we good on the headlines, Heidi? Because there's a lot we want to get into.
I know. T-bone steak. I got Chronicles next up, so but I'm getting more coffee.
I got a T-bone steak that I'm ready to.
All right, what is it? What do you want to talk about, Tim? Go for it.
I'm waiting on you because everything we're talking about this week. We got the State of the Union. We got the Iowa caucus that we just talked about,
the cuckold.
Yeah. Which I don't think we need to give it any more attention because we know they're a bunch of dum-dums.
So before I was saying I was going to show you guys something about the counterculture that's changing now. I follow this page on Instagram called, I think it's Hood's Finest or something like that, but they just post memes, and this is, it's not a conservative page on Instagram. They're actually, you know, they're liberal basically, and they posted this thing about how in Illinois, schools install active shooter alarms that they basically look like fire alarms, but they're blue, and then you pull down if there's an active shooter. And so the person who posted says, y'all doing everything but making stricter gun laws, right? This is the post that this page posted. It says, you know, basically calling for more gun control, right? Right. They're saying, you know, you're installing this, but you're not adding more gun control. Now, every single one, and look, you can see I like them. Every single top comment here is basically criticizing this post. Again, this page is not conservative. It's not right leaning, but everybody is telling them, you know, gun laws don't work. You know, the first one is, you know, he's doing like stricter gun laws, you know, making fun of him. The next one is gun laws wouldn't do anything. Since when do criminals follow laws? Illinois already has gun laws. And again, this page is not a conservative page, but every top comment here is saying gun laws don't work. So because I believe that conservative message is making some headway here when it comes to, and this is, again, young people follow this. They're not buying this idea of stricter gun laws anymore, man. And like I said, I was surprised when I saw this and the reaction that this page is getting. It's clear evidence to me that there is a counterculture. And this, I think, is a direct result of Trump reaching out to the black community, Trump reaching out to people like Kanye West, people who are coming out and supporting this guy. And people are saying, you know what? We don't have to follow just one idea, you know, and they're going against what their teachers are telling them, because you better believe that teachers are saying, well, we need more gun laws, you know, and all this. And yet there is a counterculture and it's pushing back and it's good to see. Anyways, one of the things that I know you want to get to, Tim, it is the... First, let's go to the State of the Union, because Trump delivered a message. It was a great message. And, you know, I didn't know how he was going to come out, because, I mean, this is right in the middle of impeachment. The vote was the next day. I honestly didn't know what he was going to do, because Trump is unpredictable. He's not. But yet he was controlled. He delivered a great message. And in my opinion, it was very inspiring. Somebody did a compilation video of the speech. The ending of it was very, I loved it, man. The message. And let me show you this. And then we'll talk about how some people reacted. And a particular one that's missing teeth. we'll get her reaction here shortly, but I want to show you guys this first.
America is a land of heroes, a place where greatness is born, where destinies are forged, and where legends come to life. This is the home of Thomas Edison and Teddy Roosevelt, of many great generals, including Washington, Pershing, Patton, and MacArthur. This is the home of Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, Harriet Tubman, the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong, and so many more. This is the country where children learn names like Wyatt Earp, Davy Crockett, and Annie Oakley.
Got chills. Woo.
This is the place where the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth, and where Texas Patriots made their last stand at the Alamo. The American nation was carved out of the vast frontier by the toughest, strongest, fiercest, and most determined men and women ever to walk on the face of the earth. Our ancestors braved the unknown, tamed the wilderness, settled the Wild West, lifted millions from poverty, disease, and hunger, vanquished tyranny and fascism, ushered the world to new heights of science and medicine, laid down the railroads, dug out the canals, raised up the skyscrapers. Our ancestors built the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history, and we are making it greater than ever before. This is our glorious and magnificent inheritance. We are Americans. We are pioneers. We are the pathfinders. We settled the new world. We built the modern world. And we changed history forever by embracing the eternal truth that everyone is made equal by the hand of Almighty God. America is the place where anything can happen. America is the place where anyone can rise. And here, on this land, on this soil, on this continent, the most incredible dreams come true. This nation is our canvas, and this country is our masterpiece. We look at tomorrow and see unlimited frontiers just waiting to be explored. Our brightest discoveries are not yet known. Our most thrilling stories are not yet told. Our grandest journeys are not yet made. The American age, the American epic, the American adventure has only just begun. Our spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining. And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come.
Wasn't that a great video?
That was a very, very good video.
This is just a Trump 2020 advertisement?
I don't know. I think somebody else made it. Somebody independent of that.
Okay, it was outside of him.
Yeah, I don't think it was his campaign. But so again, when I heard the you know, and obviously the music adds to it, but I listened to the whole speech and I'm at the end of it, I'm like, this is an inspiring speech. This is a hopeful speech. And I'm watching.
He didn't mention one thing about the impeachment.
Exactly. He didn't.
I don't remember. He kept it about the country.
Is that part of his speech? I didn't watch it.
So he said things like that. Not fully about the Wright brothers and everything. I think that was a compilation.
Yeah. No, he said but that, Tim.
He didn't mention. Oh, he did?
Yeah,
okay.
At the end of the speech, he said all that.
Was that at the very end?
Yeah. He said that all.
Because I think I might have passed out at the last minute. You know, like the last 10 minutes.
No, he said that at the end. That whole thing was just his closing of the speech.
Verbatim.
Oh, that was his closing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Close.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, I mean, he mentioned not one single thing about the do nothing Democrat. He didn't go after Schiff or Nancy. Again, like you said,
yep.
I think a lot of people were expecting him to go swinging.
Yep.
He did throw some jabs in there. He definitely did when he's like, oh, in the state of California, yep. You know, but he didn't call out Pelosi or Schiff. He just called out the problems in these areas that need to be addressed. But I thought everything he said, he gave numbers. He was factual. Right. He was composed. And everything he did, all he did was provide data and facts or, you know, what we see as facts. I mean, they all say that they're a bunch of lies, but okay. And all we saw was the squatter rejects. Well, two of them, because one of them decided to go Instagram live. One was on her cell phone. The other one was like literally rolling her eyes and looking down. They were talking to each other. Like they were being rude. Like they shouldn't want to be there. Adam Schiff had googly eyes, like he wanted to, like there's something wrong with that guy. He looks crazy.
Yes.
You know, you got all these guys, you know, literally just shaking their head when he's walking in, disrespecting, sleeping. I think one guy they caught sleeping during it. You know what I mean? And every Republican, I was getting annoyed though. They just kept standing up every time, you know, but they were just triggering them. Like all that really was showing a united front. Clapping, whether they agree with them or not, and it triggered the hell out of everybody, man. I loved it.
Yeah. And
how do you go after a guy that says lowest unemployment in history, highest number of job creations? How do you argue that? How do you argue the lowest you know, minority unemployment. How do you argue that and say that's a bunch of lies?
Because he's a racist, bigoted, homophobic, jerk face.
But guys, I mean, please explain to me, outside of that, that he's racist. But how do you turn around and come out your face and say, no, Obama created all this and he's just taking the credit for it? It's been four years. You know what I mean? Well, three years.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm confused. You know,
during the speech, me and Tim are riding back and forth. I was also riding with my family back and forth, you know, about while it's going on. And, you know, he had guests there and all of them were minorities. The majority of them, I think outside of Rush Limbaugh, everybody was a minority there. And
well, the military family wasn't.
Oh, yeah, the military family. But I mean, and I wrote Tim and I'm like, this... He's got to be the worst racist out there, yeah. You know, celebrating, you know, these minorities. But people want you to ignore that. And that's how they're able to say, well, he's racist. Well, did you watch this? Did you, you know? And that's why Nancy rips up the speech, because she knows she lost. She knows they don't have anything. They don't have anything to show for it. These last 3 years, they have not worked with Trump. The only thing that they've been able to pass was the... USMCA, but outside of that, they've been trying to impeach them this whole time. And so Trump goes out there and says, look, while these guys, you know, he doesn't say it directly, but you know, you get the message, you know, I've been doing all this. We've been, you know, passing all these executive orders just to get this stuff done. And he's doing a phenomenal job despite getting so much resistance from the do nothing Democrats. And one of the things that happened because I was watching the liberal media when they were giving an analysis of how the speech went. And one of the things that they were saying was Trump refused to shake Nancy Pelosi's hand. Right. They were saying, you know, that was, you know, disrespectful, blah, 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 blah. But here's the deal. Before it all began, when the president is presented to that joint session of Congress, protocol has been for the longest time that you present, you know, Trump and says, you know, because they say Mr. Speaker or Mrs. Speaker, the President of the United States. And then the speaker typically says, you know,
it's a great honor to introduce or something like that.
It's a great honor. There you go. I was thinking about the words that, but exactly. It's a great honor to introduce. She didn't do that. She just said the President of the United States. And, you know, it's like you want to criticize somebody for breaking protocol, but yet you don't call out the person who breaks protocol is disrespectful.
But anyway, but one of the other things they said was, I mean, Trump didn't even shake Pence's hand. They said a lot of times they do not shake their hand.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like they hand him the stuff. Right. She put it out there and he just, you know, he's got that Donald Trump look when she did that and just turned around. And her face when he didn't shake her hand was priceless. She just had that look like, I was like,
she was like,
you can't make this stuff up, man. But anyway, I know you got some stuff you want to show.
All right. So he delivers a great speech. You guys heard the last tail end of that. It was a motivational speech. And then Pelosi ends it by ripping it up and just trying to make a scene in the whole thing now.
So, yeah, you know, one of the coolest things that I thought was, you know, what really got me was, you know, it was all good. But what really stood out was when he honored the World War II veteran, the last remaining
Tuskegee Airman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. When he General honored somebody. Him, but he had his grandson there with them.
Oh yeah,
because when he announced Space Force,
yes,
and the kid stood up, buttoned his jacket, and I mean it was amazing, right? Like you have three he's a third generation, right? Because you have the grandfather, the father, and then the kid, right? Mm-hmm. That he's there with his 100-year-old grandfather, wants to be an astronaut. Trump announces that, plus gives, you know, the medal, and you know, and I think he also made him something, you know, he gave him a promotion or something like that, you know, and honored him. I thought that was one of the coolest things, right? Like, how cool is that as, you know, being the grandkid, being able to have that moment with your, you know, you don't get that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought that was pretty cool, you know? I mean, and then the outreach, you know, the guy that turned, you know, with that program, you know, turned his whole life around, getting the second chance and all that. It was so hard. Pelosi had to clap for that one. She actually stood up and had to clap, because if she didn't, you're basically saying, oh, wait a minute. You don't wait. This is a minority outreach program. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, you have to kind of clap, because if you're trying to go for that agenda, you know what I mean? But it was so hard for all those Democrats to clap, man.
Yeah.
It was so hard for with some of them. And then she goes, rips that damn speech. And, oh.
Yeah, man. Disrespectful.
And, you know, I understand people saying, oh, she's ripping up all the memories and these are the people she disrespected. It wasn't so much that bothered me. That's a legal document. It's a legal document. You need to be held accountable for that, because that's supposed to be...
It's only a legal document if he signed it.
He did sign it. That's the big thing. They're saying that he signed it.
This is a criminal offense.
I think, was it Matt Gaetz or somebody that was saying that they're gonna see if they can file something against her because
she could be kicked out of the House for that.
It should be treason.
I don't think it's treason.
She's technically, she's supposed to resign, because she said she was going to resign.
Everything she's done over the past.
Anyway, you want to. I know they're still. I'm hijacking you. Sorry.
So then the next day is the impeachment vote, right? And you know, for the most part, we knew it was going to happen. Republicans were all going to stay, you know, in line, and Democrats were gonna impeach. Now, exactly, except one, which was a surprise to me, because you know we've known that Romney hasn't liked Trump for a while, but to do this, to vote to impeach, dude. Now, you know, I heard a lot of people voicing their opinions about Mitt Romney. But I want to say something, and I'm going to take a little bit of time, because the way I look at Mitt Romney and what Trump did for him by going to Utah to campaign for him so that people could vote for him, despite the difference that they had, Trump said, you know what, there's a greater cause here, and the cause is to unite the Republican Party and so that we can move, you know, the agenda and have all this. Now, what Mitt did... by voting to impeach Trump, he's an unloyal, ungrateful, vindictive, conniving, two-faced, and he's a useful idiot, because he wants to make us believe that he voted on values. That's what he said. And that he voted on character, and that the evidence against Trump was so insurmountably high that he had to vote his conscience. He hopes that we will ignore the fact that he has had it out for the president long before the Ukrainian collusion hoax. He wants us to forget that back last year, January, he wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post where he attacked President Trump. Right after he had won, right after Trump campaigned for him, Romney comes out and puts this piece on the Washington Post attacking President Trump. Now, he wanted to do this to convince us that... the decision he made to impeach happened only after hours of grueling and considering, but it's not true. And here's the deal, Pierre Delecto. He knew about Trump before he asked him to support him on the bid for the Senate, before he asked him to endorse him. He knew about Trump's character's flaws before he asked him to serve in, because Romney met with Trump to be able to serve under Trump's administration. And where was his conscience then? He doesn't have shame, dude. Now, Mitt Romney, you don't have the humility to look around at your own party, look at those respectable men and women who decided to put their desire for a pure, unblemished president aside, and instead voted to support the best option available. You are the only conservative who betrayed a man that has done so much good for the country despite his shortcomings, a man that has pushed back at the onslaught of attacks against conservative values, the same conservative values that you claim to defend. You not only betrayed that man, you betrayed the country he represents. He betrayed his own country, Mitt Romney. Because guess what? The barbarians are at the doors, and Romney gives them the fucking keys. Sometimes we have opportunities, they present themselves, where we can rise to the occasion of putting our own feelings aside, right, and putting our own desires and what we want, and think, is this good for the country, right? Is this going to move conservative values forward? Mitt Romney doesn't ask that question. Mitt Romney just said, oh, you know what, so that my conscience is clean, I'm going to do this. Romney lacks judgment. and this has exposed his character to history's rebuke. He's incapable of weighing the good and the bad. Now, one question you got to ask yourself, because he's going to be a one-term senator. He's going to lose. Now, one question you have to ask yourself, and I sent this message to you, Tim. What does he have? What does Pelosi have on Mitt Romney that he had to vote to impeach?
That's what I was going to say. No. I was going to say because if you think about it, if you look,
yeah,
he voted 50-50.
Doesn't matter. Just one Article is one, enough.
He voted for Article 2. No. They have something on him because they're like, look, if we can get him on one, then you got to vote for the second one. But, you know, if you don't, we're going to expose you. You don't think Biden's got something on him? Everybody's saying he's tied to that Ukrainian stuff, too. His whole family, yeah. You know, Romney's side is also tied to this. They got something on this guy.
Yeah, I think his son works for Romney's son worked for a Ukrainian gas company as well.
They got something on this guy, man. I mean, that's to me, it wasn't about values. It was about protecting his own, right?
I agree.
You know
I
what? Agree. If I get, I'll take it on the chin. I'll probably get kicked out, you know, voted out, whatever. Mm. But I lose my seat or I expose my entire family and probably everything about myself.
What did he think was going to happen? He thought that the media was going to lay
it's
off
bigger
him.
Than it's bigger. And trust me, you think that guy cares? That guy's got money up the wazoo. You think he did? Stop. This guy don't care. These guys don't care if they get voted out. All right, I get voted out, and then 2 years from now, I'll run again and somehow get Democrat support, and I'll get back in there. You know what I mean? So, come on.
So, something was trending on Twitter right after Romney does all this, and it's called Romneyisms. And basically, because he's a weasel, right? People are saying this is the type of person that Romney is. Romney pays with a check at the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
Romney opens bags of chips with scissors.
Yes. He pees sitting down. Dude, so the other one I saw, he's the kind of guy that looks at the guy next to him at the urinal in the eye.
Yeah. Here's what I like this one. Romney takes his shoes off on a plane and says, "Oh man, my dogs are barking."
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah,
he's a boomer.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, they were going after him, man. Holy cow. Oh.
He's a disappointment, man. He's a total disappointment. I voted for that guy. I supported that guy in both of his runs for
the presidency. Well, you went party lines. You went party lines.
You did. I mean, exactly. But I mean, and honestly, you know, Prager says this all the time. You know, he would have done it again because at that time, the options, you know, it's you either take a rhino or you take a full-on socialist. You know, your choices are very limited, which is honestly, that's the choice that I thought I was going to go with when I voted for Trump. I didn't know that this guy was going to be so good at this, and boy, I am so happy that I've been wrong about.
He's
about
a business guy.
Trump. Yeah,
he's a business guy. It's the art of the deal. People forget what do CEOs do? Their job is to run companies, right? Big, you know, big, small, whatever. But their job is also to engage other businesses, other people, so that, you know, you can sell product. You know, I mean, you do it. You go out and you, as a CEO of your business, you go out and you sit at 5Ks handing out business cards and snacks and all that. You got to be in front of the public. It's not just you sit in an office and do nothing. You got to be out there. Trump's the only guy that hasn't aged 20 years from being the president. Whether he's spray tanning himself or what.
He looks younger.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. He's living it, man.
I've said this to you, and somebody actually put this out there on Twitter the other day, like one of the, you know, conservatives, that he actually doesn't look like he's aged at all. All these other guys, when you looked at Obama when he was the president, he was young, fit. By the time he left, man,
Obama
8 years, and even George Bush, those guys look like death.
Yeah, that's,
you know what I mean?
Like, that's a reoccurring thing, though. I mean, you could go back. Yeah, you go back as far as television's been covering presidents, and you can see they come into the office.
They're not cut out for it.
When they leave. No, it's just, it's a stressful, you know,
they don't know what it's
job.
Like. But when you're like a Trump, when you're a CEO of a global corporation, like the, you know, like Trump is, right?
Right.
Trump corporation, he's going around the world making deals. He's got to deal with people. You know, he's constantly going around. He's made for this life. I guarantee as much as I hate to say, like, you put a you know, not that I want to see it, but let's say you had a Bezos or a Blue, like these guys are meant for this because they do this on a regular basis. When you're a senator, and you sit there every once in a while, you fly across, or if you always stayed in Washington or between Washington and your own state, you ain't really doing much. Trump, this is like, right, I'm up every day my entire life at 5:30, 4:30 in the morning. I sleep 4 hours and I can just, I can do it.
Yeah. You know, I think what differentiates Trump with everybody else is that a lot of times there's a lot of politics that are played, a lot of, being able to play the game right, right? And I sometimes you've laughed, Tim, when I say this, but sometimes Trump is the most honest man in a room, right? Because he's not filtering out his thoughts. He's saying things and so he's not exhausting his mind to try and hide the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play something that to me,
this sums it up,
is clear evidence of who he is. This is the day after he's acquitted and he's given a speech. Now, obviously Trump is going to be Trump, and I'm going to play to you what he says.
National. This is on national TV, by the way.
Yes.
This is what I love. This is national TV.
Look, it would have been at any other time with any other president, this would not fly. Everybody would be up in arms about a president doing this. Now, but here's the deal. People understand Trump. They say, you know what? This is the kind of guy that he is. He's just not going to hold his tongue. But sometimes
it's true.
He's usually the most honest guy in the room.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah.
It was all bullshit.
And they left.
Exactly. It was all bullshit. Because everybody forgets, man. Remember how they were all talking about Russia, then it became Ukraine. What's next, dude? And so, like you said, it's all bullshit. And that's why, like I said, I don't think Trump exhausts his mind on how do I say this properly? How do I, what I'm saying?
I'm going to say it the right way. I'm going to call it what it is. I'll call a spade a spade. And you know what? To me, when people, that's not presidential. No, that's exactly presidential. I'm telling you how it is. You're normal people. You're not kings and queens. We are normal people that talk normal. When somebody says that's bullshit, look, if he was every other word, if he was saying F this, F that, like the way I talk most of the time, I'd be like, all right, that's a little much. But you use words when it's necessary. I'm okay with that. And he didn't use an F-bomb. He could have went out these effing mother effers. No, he kept it. What he said was, this whole thing, for the last three, more, since he's put his name in the hat, they've been going after him. It's all bullshit. They're trying to... They're trying to kill his name, and his son was on Fox the other day, and he basically said, he goes, the only thing, like you mentioned before, the only thing that the Democrats have been able to do bipartisanly was sign the USMCA, right? But everything else, he's like, they've spent the last 3.5 years trying to ruin his name and our family's name, and we're still getting things done, and people are tired of it, and they're seeing it, because you know what? How would you feel if everybody went against your family telling lies? Yeah. After a while, you're like, okay, maybe I can believe it because it's Donald Trump. He's got to have it. What third is they've been trying.
Yeah.
And this guy's been around. This guy isn't new. This guy's been in the limelight for how many? For many of decades. Many of decades, this guy's been. And you can't find one person to say that he raped me or he punched me in the face. He called me the M word or the S word because... he made for Hispanics, right? All those things they're saying he is. You don't think by now somebody would have came out and been like, yes, this happened?
Right. Or some video.
I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah.
Some video, something. And the only thing they were able to say, well, he said, he could grab anybody by the pussy. He didn't say that. He said they basically throw themselves at you and would let you grab. You know what I mean? And they took that whole thing and spun it. So, guys, it's been a very long time, and they would have had something on him by now. You know what I mean? Either he's really good at covering his tracks and paying people off, or he's not what you're saying he is.
Right.
And move on.
Touching on the point that you made about Trump, Trump being a natural. If you saw the speech that he gave the day after he was acquitted, he was really good. I mean, he knows how to work a room, man. This guy is really good at that, and he enjoys the limelight. Now, contrast to this to Pelosi. Pelosi, the day after, I think it was the day after the State of the Union, she's confronted about what she did, right? And this is her response, and this is how she reacts. And I just want to.
So
I hate her.
How
I feel very liberated.
I dislike her.
The contrast.
I feel very liberated. I feel that I've extended every possible courtesy. I've shown every level of respect. I say to my members all the time, there's no such thing as an eternal animosity. There are eternal friendships, but you never know on what cause you may come together with somebody who may be perceived as your foe right now. Everybody is a possible ally in whatever comes next. E pluribus unum from anyone. They didn't know how many we'd be or how different we'd be, but they want us always to remember that we were one. And they, our founders, had their differences, as do we. So, again, I extended the hand of friendship to him, to welcome him as the President of the United States, to the People's House. It was also an act of kindness because he looked to me like he was a little sedated. He looked that way last year, too. But he didn't want to shake hands. That was that. That meant nothing to me. It had nothing to do with my tearing up. That came much later. And, you know, a speed reader, I just went right through that thing. So I knew what was coming when I saw the compilation of falsehoods. But then when I heard like the first quarter or third.
Anyway, she keeps rambling on. And now this from the woman who sounds drunk in half her press conferences. Now I'm just going to play this CNN reaction. And now this is Van Jones. Van Jones is not a conservative by any means, but listen to what he says. First of all, about Iowa caucus debacle within the State of the Union. And you draw your conclusions here on if CNN is saying this.
That's what I think. The Iowa caucus was a debacle. And this was a very strong speech. And it shows what he thinks he needs to do to win. And I think we're actually very clinical about this. I think you're exactly right. He knows he's got to give a lot of red meat to his base, and he gave it. What, for religious liberty, abortion, all of it, the military, et cetera. But he's doing something else, and it has to do with how he's going to manage race in this thing. And there seems to be a trade-off between the Latinos and the African Americans. That's what you see. He went hard on the sanctuary city stuff. Mm-hmm. That is very, very disturbing. It turns out sanctuary cities are actually safer than non-sanctuary cities. The Cato Institute, which is libertarian, has come out and said that, you know, immigrants are committing less crime. So for some reason, he thinks that doubling down on the anti-immigrant piece is a big part of his thing. At the same time, warning the Democrats, what he was saying to African Americans can be effective. You may not like it, but he mentioned HBCUs. Our black colleges have been struggling for a long time. A bunch of them have gone under. He threw a lifeline to them in real life in his budget. He talked about that. He talked about the criminal justice reform. He talked about opportunity zones.
This school choice. He talked about school choice. Yeah.
Listen, wake up.
He doesn't have to be effective. Exactly. He has to be effective to move margins at key states.
And the thing about it is, and I think that we got to wake up, folks. There's a whole bubble thing that goes on. We say, well, he said S-hole nations, therefore all black people are going to hate him forever. That ain't necessarily so. And I think what you're going to see him do is say, you may not like my rhetoric, but look at my results, look at my record to black people. And if he narrow casts that, it's going to be effective, which means as we move through this primary process, we've got to pay a lot more attention both to what's going on with the Latino vote, are we going to get a benefit in terms of, you know, having them respond, and with the black vote, is there going to be a split off, especially for black male voters? We got to be clinical about this stuff. We get so emotional about it. That was a warning to us, a warning shot across the bow of Democrats that he's going after enough black folks to cause us problems. It's not just the white suburban voters. He's going after black voters.
I thought you're not allowed to. I thought there was a different term. I thought, like, saying, you know, the black vote's like not okay anymore.
Because he's black, he gets a pass. Yeah.
I just didn't know. I honestly thought you had to say, you know.
What isn't he one of the people out of Chicago? Doesn't he come from the political parties in Chicago? I swear to God.
I think so.
What's his name? What
Jones? Something Jones?
Van Jones.
Van Jones.
No, because I listened to him one time. I swear to God, it's the same guy. A few years back, I listened to him talk about gun control. Mm-hmm. And I swear it was the same guy. And I was sitting and listening to him, and he was talking about, I swear it was Chicago.
Just look up Van Jones.
And some of it made Like he was, and I don't know what party line he's on. I don't care, because at the time he did a very good job against a couple of blonde headed white women that were just morons talking about gun control. I'm serious.
Okay. Well, anyway, so moving on. So Trump, in one of the Moody's is a predictor. What is it? What are they called? They're not pollsters. Let me read this. Moody's Analytics. So they hold the record for being the most accurate predictors of elections. They're saying that Trump is on his way to easily win 2020.
And it's not because his name is Donald Trump.
No, it's because of his record now. Because now he's got a record to prove all the words he said in 2016. The people voted him in. He did what he said he was going to do. He's going to win. Now, social media understands this. Social media knows this. So Twitter goes out and they said that they're going to change. Now, I'm going to read this to a Twitter statement that is so vague, dude, that they're going to start doing this. So Twitter safety tweets out saying, "We know that some tweets include manipulated photos or videos that can cause people harm. Today, we're introducing a new rule and a label that will address this and give people more context around these tweets." Our new rule, this is their new rule. "You may not deceptively share synthetic or manipulated media that are likely to cause harm. In addition, we may label tweets containing synthetic and manipulated media to help people understand their authenticity and to provide context." So Twitter is going to start fact-checking memes. This is what they're going to do. A meme showing, and you know what I posted on Instagram recently? That a video of Trump.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Right? So you see, it's a video where...
Dude, I've been showing everybody that. They've been laughing.
It's a video of Trump's face superimposed on this, what is this called? The Indian movies
Bollywood?
Where they're all dancing. And everything.
Bollywood,
exactly.
Bollywood.
And so they put this, according to Twitter, they're going to have to start letting people know, "Hey guys, this is not real. This is fake." And so
how does this play into your previous conversations about publishers versus providers, right? Is this pushing
exactly,
them?
Man.
But it's got to be fair. But my thing is, okay, this has got to be fair, because when they right. But when they come out and say, "Well, Trump did this, this, and this," they better say, "Oh, well, this is out of context too, and this has been doctored." Right? Because I know what's stemming this. That video that Trump posted with, it showed the general from the World War II. How do you say it? The Tuskegee. It shows him up there, and then right away, Nancy Pelosi's ripping up the speech, and they're saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, Twitter, please take this off, because this is out of context and this is not how it went down."
Right.
No, we all know that's not how it went down, but what they were showing was, here's that guy. And she's ripping up the speech that was with all that. That was the whole point of that. It wasn't that, "Hey, this is what she did right after he made that announcement." You know what I mean? If you watch the State of the Union, you know how it went. And you know that what the point of that video was, you know? And all the Democrats, like not all of them, but there was a lot of backlash on that video saying, "They need to take this down. Yeah. This is fake and fake news." I'm just like, "Oh, here you go."
They call for this because they know they can probably strong arm Twitter's hand and force them to take this down. Now, I forgot to save that link, but I send you, I think I sent it to you guys. It was Mayor, no, was it Blue? No,
Yeah, with the gingerbread guy on his shoulder.
Yeah, what was that all about?
the left cat meme. I have no idea, man. Who told him that this was going to be funny? It was not even funny. It was just like,
and the worst part about it is, as I went to lunch with Tim the morning you sent that, I went to met Tim for lunch, and I asked him about it. I'm like, "So I watched the first minute and a half of this. Is it the same for the next minute and a half? Because it's like a 3 minute." Meme of the same exact thing. I'm like, why would I watch this for more than 3 seconds? This is stupid.
Thank you. It could have ended in 3 seconds, but it went out for 3 minutes.
I still don't understand the point of it. Okay, what was the point of it?
Me neither.
I don't know.
Well, it's just basically he's like, "Lie, lie, lie, untrue, lie, lie, liar, liar, pants on fire." I don't know.
I don't know.
And then I think it was farting also.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that just, when you have to question what they're trying to say in that meme or video, they didn't do a good job.
All right. If you have to explain the joke, it's not funny.
Yeah. Dude, I hope they get what's coming to them. I hope people start looking at I know people are looking at this because we go back and forth all the time, Nelson. We're always going back and forth with when you see these videos for Blexit, Legsit, and, you know, people switch. People are aware of it. The CNN, MSNBC, they are definitely trying to avoid the term Legsit and Brexit, you know, Blexit, just for the simple fact that if they acknowledge it, people are going to go, oh, this is real, right?
Yeah.
They have to try to keep their narrative, but they're losing control of it.
Keep it in the shadows.
Even to the point where, I'm going to let you get to the next one in a second, because we got to move on, but Wolf Blitzer even had to, after the impeachment, I think she's a representative or a senator or something like that. She's going on, it's not a fair trial, it's not this and that. And he stepped in, he goes, so the senators all voted on these two things. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
He's been acquitted.
Yep.
And she's going, but it wasn't a and she's going on. And he finally had to say, the Senate has voted and he's been acquitted.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over. You know what I mean?
Drop it.
Like, it's over. Yeah. You're still trying to prove something. It's over. Right.
They're still trying to reverse the election in 2016.
They're trying to reverse the impeachment. It's over. You can't go back. Go back to the drawing board, but it's too late. Mm. Not going to happen. Bye. Yeah. Do not let go.
I did want to get some clarification.
Yeah.
So originally there's the acquittal. And then there's the exoneration.
Right. He wasn't exonerated.
Right. So what is the qualifications for being exonerated versus acquitted?
I had to go to trial, I believe, honestly, for exoneration.
So there's differences between a regular criminal trial, and then a trial that involves the president, right? There's different rules. So I don't know how much of it applies here. And because there's no precedent, I don't know. I don't know if there's ever been a time when a president is exonerated.
They've never been exonerated. Yeah. Yeah, they've always been impeached.
Yeah, so
acquitted,
I don't know what that process would entail,
resigned.
What it would look like. Yada yada yada. All right. So one thing that I wanted to show you guys is our favorite genius in the
I love her.
Congress.
Love those big goofy glasses.
All right. I don't even think they're prescription. I think she just wears them to look smarter.
she doesn't know she doesn't need them.
So did you see the picture that came out of her? They go, oh yeah, this is what happens when you elect the bartender as as your senator. And it shows her being held up by two guys in her panties with her legs spread wide open. Oh yeah, from a college.
Oh,
days.
Wow.
They're like, make sure. Oh yeah. They were like, make sure when you're going to be in the public, everything is.
Oh dear Lord!
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's why I would never run. All right,
anyway,
here we go.
That's why you can't be president.
That's why. All right. Let me play this genius, and then we'll have a little conversation about this.
I also want to thank you about bringing up the poverty draft and this idea of a bootstrap. You know, this idea and this metaphor of a bootstrap started off as a joke because it's a physical impossibility to lift yourself up by a bootstrap. By your shoelaces, it's physically impossible. The whole thing is a joke.
No, lady, you're a joke.
Yeah.
You know, she had to pay an arm and a leg for college, literally.
You see, what is that, 8.3 million views? 8.3 million. 8.3 million. That just
the woman needed to look over at her and go, suck it up, buttercup.
Oh, my God.
She's just unhinged.
How does she not understand idioms, man? What is another one? I was looking up idioms when I was thinking of this girl that she takes life really can't give you lemons.
She's
a genius.
Yeah.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, man.
She really is. I mean, she is her own meme. Like, she doesn't need to know how to meme. She just has to speak, and she becomes a meme. That's it. She just, look at her face.
I was going to say, she's not even speaking, and she becomes a meme.
Yeah,
her
face is a meme. Like, what do you mean you can't pick up by a bootstrap? You know what I mean? Physically impossible. Just that face. It's the face of confusion.
All right, so I want to show you one more video, and then, Heidi, I'm going to hand it off to you. So this is a, I don't know what this is, a meeting, anti-racism school meeting about this kid who was bullied in his school, and the school decides to have this meeting. And the father of this kid stands up and is basically explaining. Now, somebody in the back of the room says something to him, and you're going to see the people's reaction. And I want to know what you guys think about this, the way this goes down.
I remember when I went to his bedroom to say goodnight, and he was crying because of the abuse that he was enduring in this school system.
Then why didn't you stay in Mexico?
That's rough. You know, that's nah.
Okay, wait a minute. Are you telling me that you have never listened to somebody from a foreign country trash America and how great it was, or how this
I
or that was where
trashing.
They were?
He was just saying
where
that
they
the
came
was being
from
bullied here.
When they came from
hold
the
on,
other
hold
country.
On.
Yeah, but
there's
now,
more to that whole. See, again, that was just.
But you're only seeing one little clip. But my point still being is, we don't know what everything else that was said. First, second of all, are you telling me you haven't ever listened to somebody from a foreign country talk about, well, where I came from or where I went to school, it was like this.
But he didn't
and this
say
is
that.
No, but I'm just saying this as a generality, as a comparison, because again, we only know the little piece we just saw. We don't know and heard everything else that they said before. And right now, it's the same thing. People are coming here to America and they want to make these changes that are taking us right back to the changes of their own country, like the socialism and the everything else. Like California is coming here to change the.
I don't think it's right that guy said, why did you leave? Like,
yeah, but it's a solid question. Then why did you move out of California and move somewhere else? If
well,
California
he's looking
was
for a
so
better
great.
Life.
I know, but
he wasn't bad mouthing. He's just I go into my kid's room and the guy just jumped right in.
No,
hold on, Tim. Because coming from a brown person, because I share their same skin color. Why is it? Because the way the people reacted was as if he had said something racist. Now, let's remove race from this. And let's say it was somebody from California that moved to Texas and is saying is now in Texas and saying, man, and they're remove race out of this and say, man, these schools here, blah, blah, blah. Then why don't you stay in California?
He didn't say anything about the guy's color.
He didn't say anything about his color. He didn't say nothing about his race. He just said, look, you don't like it here. Why did you come here if you don't like it? Now, again, maybe he was out of line because, you know, he's not addressing the actual point, which is, you know, there's bullying in the school system.
Yeah,
but it's not
that's
racist.
That's what I'm saying. Well, the Mexico thing, I didn't say it was racist. That had why did you leave had nothing to do with what he's trying to say.
Well,
my kid's being bullied.
Well,
and he's crying.
Let's address that issue because I think that's the underlying issue here.
What was the whole story? What's the whole story?
Yeah.
What was he being bullied over?
You jumped into the middle of this guy's speech. I didn't really necessarily follow what he was saying. And then the guy in the back pops in and says,
"That's what I'm saying." I mean, what's the context? You're just showing a clip
so
of
this
some
is
guy
all
going back to Mexico.
On there, like, I saw this posted, and there was a school meeting on bullying.
Right.
Okay. That's all it is. I don't know what he was being bullied on, but here's the deal. Kids can be cruel, dude. Kids are immature, and it's part of fucking growing up, right? We can't have a society of bubble wrap kids. Kids are honest when they're young, dude, and they just blurt out things. They're learning. They're figuring life out. And when I look at this, and it's like, well, we got to stop this. We got to stop. It's like, come on, guys. We cannot go to every child and try to do this. Now, we can do it at home. We can do it. But to me, this is one of those things where, we're creating a nation of bubble wrap kids where, you know what I mean? Just let them figure it out, right? And look, when I was a kid, I was bullied, all right? Did I let that demoralize me? No. You know what I mean? Like it made me into who I am. Hopefully it made me into a better person. I hope. But what are we going to do? We're going to go to every single child and try to control this. And if we do, is that a good thing? Because again, kids are growing up. They're trying to figure out life. They're trying to figure out that social dynamic and how to interact with kids. And do you see what I'm saying? How to be around other
people.
But
a shithead kid, a shithead kid's always going to be a shithead. So if you're a shithead kid as a bully, as a little kid, that means you're going to be a big piece of shit when you get older.
I think that every person has experienced some sort of what they are now today calling bullying. There was a difference in the way that we handled it mentally, the way we were brought up to handle. Like, it rolled off. Think about it. When we were kids and somebody said something nasty or whatever, and it wasn't bullying. It was just kids being kids. It was people being people. Yeah. And half the time you let it roll off your back.
What if you got put into a locker and they closed the locker?
I know, but that's bullying, it was still, right? It was bullying. Yeah, right. Sure. It was bullying. And I'm not saying that bullying, my point is bullying has happened.
Oh, it's
since generations and generations, yeah, and generations, but it was, but
you know, normally
it
happens to a bully.
They eventually get their ass kicked.
A kid stands up and punches them right in the face, or
and you're not allowed to do that anymore. Now they shoot up a school.
They were doing it in the 90s too. Those Columbine kids, they were fucking getting bullied and they just turned around and bah, 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 bah,
bah. I guess I forget you went to school in the 90s and I was through school.
Well, you're old.
Hey, now.
I guess I was thinking more along like
but
the 80s.
There needs to be more context, because the context is, hey, these white kids are picking on minorities because they're brown. Yeah, you're a shithead. And that's a reflection on the parents. That's a reflection on the parents.
Well, like I said, there's no beginning to this guy's speech. Yeah. I don't know why his son is crying in his
That's a bad video. That's a bad video.
Yeah.
Because
they don't give the context behind it, right?
Let's just say even if he was being called a brownie or whatever, whatever derogatory term that you can think of. It's a matter of the parents, obviously, like you said, it's probably coming from the home. But when I look at this and the way that people reacted as if he had just said a racist thing. And I don't think it's a racist thing. People don't hold their tongue when if we were to talk about Mexicans who live in parts of Arizona, California, New Mexico, where that part was, you know, sold to the United States or during the Gadsden Treaty. But there's people there who live there and say, you know what, we are the original people in this land, and the Europeans need to leave, right? This is very common. There's groups, Hispanic groups that advocate for this, for reclaiming this part or that part of the country. And nobody bats an eye and says, oh, that's racist, you know? But, you know, like I said, even if we have the context, and the context is the worst that we can think of, what this guy says, in my opinion, was it unwise? Yes. Was it racist? I don't think so. And that's the question that I wanted to ask you guys, because people reacted to this as if he was racist.
Well, to me, it was ignorant. Yep. I don't see the point of it. Yeah, I didn't.
I'm reading the whole
article. I just think it was a bad. It was an ignorant thing to say. I don't think being Mexican had anything to do with it. Like, why'd you leave? I don't see the point of.
Right. Well, we don't have the whole story.
Yeah, we have the
part that looks to make the guy into an asshole, not the whole story of what explains why he said what he said.
Right. That's why I need the full story, because that is really easy to depicted saying that's a really
they were specifically having a meeting because there was a bullying situation on Snapchat where some white kids were doing Snapchat things against some black kids in a Detroit school system.
But he's not black.
I'm telling you what, this is really happening. I pulled it up so I could see what it's about. And this particular gentleman owns a Mexican restaurant there in town in Ann Arbor. And he was talking about how his son was being made fun of because of the affiliation with the Mexican restaurant, calling him taco and enchilada, making comments about food and calling this young man names of food from the Mexican restaurant. And the father was saying, embrace who you are, because the bumps and bruises can make you a better person if you have the strength and faith that can take you where you want to go. So this gentleman was basically interjecting to say, like, basically This is why you didn't stay in Mexico. You came here because you have the rights, you have the ability, you have the freedoms to own a restaurant, do well for your family. And that's what this article is summing up. But to the point of, they took it to an extreme of, he was basically telling the guy to stay in Mexico. No, it was a conversation leading from the Hispanic saying, I'm an owner in Ann Arbor of a Mexican restaurant that's become the livelihood of my family, and my kid endured this because of this.
Shithead kids.
But yeah. look, there are kids, there are shithead kids who get this, not even from their parents. They're just kids are figuring this out, man. It's anyway. All right. So what else? I know you had the Crazy Chronicles. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going to close it out with that.
I'll give you the thing. You tell me the state.
Oh, guess the state. I love this part.
Man threatens store manager with popsicle sticks.
Wait, what?
Man threatens
store manager with popsicle sticks.
How is that threatening?
Were they sharpened?
This man accused a threat.
He wanted some sugar.
Ohio.
Manager with a popsicle stick. He walked in to attempt a robbery. The man was 48 years old.
What a dumb
single stick.
So Ohio. I'm going to go Ohio.
I'm going to go with one of the warmer states. I'm going to say Florida.
It was a thrift store.
He's popping tags. I'll pop some tags.
Come on, Saul.
Arizona.
It was Arizona.
Whoa. Yeah. I was half right.
He looked it up. He lied.
In Tempe, Arizona.
He was looking it up. Doug Life over there.
He allegedly attempted to steal a cell phone of a customer at Gracie's thrift store.
And then
he was using a popsicle stick.
So I was half
that
right.
Does sound like something like Arizona.
Yeah. Something warmer. There you go.
Saul, God. I'm gonna.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on, wait a minute.
That was quick on the draw right there.
I think that this requires a video, a picture for the guys here.
What?
You've heard of Bodor photo shots?
That's actually pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
But what about Dudor?
Because you know they're spoofing it. They're spoofing.
Well, the idea is very special. But replace a scantily clad lady with a man rocking a dad bod, and you have yourself a Dudor.
That's
photo
hysterical.
Shoot.
That's funny. I'm not gonna lie. That's pretty funny.
So this is one group of men in Canada. Oh my gosh! Look at these guys.
That's hysterical.
That one guy's busting out of his skin.
Oh, the three of us should do this.
I'll be the guy.
It's
I'll
the
be
new
this guy.
Salty
the guy
show.
Oh dear Lord!
We'll be the salty show.
Let me tell you something. That's actually pretty funny. You know what I mean? Like, you're having a good time with it. You're spoofing. Yeah. You're not like, oh my God, I'm sure people are gonna cry about it. Like, oh my God, how can they do that? Speaking of this, all the shit that's going on Twitter.
What
with with everybody, like with the obesity stuff and how like everybody's like. All again, like they are like fat shaming the shit out of people and saying how like they are, you know, how everybody's like all happy about Lizzo going out in a bikini in Brazil with her fat all hanging out and just because she's really big. And everyone's like, you're condoning obesity, which is unhealthy.
Yeah.
And
see,
that's just
the problem.
Oh, my God.
Society has become so scared of it that they don't realize that it's actually a life-threatening disease.
Yep.
Yeah.
We should not be proud to be obese. We should not be, you know, putting people who are obese on these pedestals because they're obese. I mean, if a fat person... If an obese person discovers a cure for cancer, that's fine. Put them on a pedestal for curing cancer. Do not put them on a pedestal for being obese. That is a problem.
Yeah,
we should not be, you know, rewarding that type of behavior because it is terrible. It's terrible for them. It's terrible for their body. And it's terrible for the health industry because we have to pay for all the problems that kind of behavior causes.
Yeah,
I hear you. I just say it's one of those
say
things.
Fat fuck. Say fat fuck.
Fat fuck.
That obese. We're going to change the word. at the Fauci show, we're going to use fat fuck.
But
but it's funny though. The reason why I bring that up, like Nike now, like they have a big campaign about embracing being bigger. Like Victoria's Secret models are being shamed for
being too thin,
for being thin. And
well, it doesn't matter. They changed that. They're not allowed to show all that skin anymore. Anyways,
yeah,
because now that it's
amazing
irritating.
To cater to. Look. Everybody knows where I stand on this, right? I try to take care. I have a problem with it, right? Just because it's a lot of it's in your control. If you go to and eat fast food all the time and drink soda and everything else, yes, it's your choice. But then when I get on a plane or and you're busting out of your seat into mine, like, okay, now I don't have control over that. You know what I mean? Like you're encroaching on me, you know, like, and saying, oh, you got to deal with it. Cause I had to do that one time. I had to sit bitch on a plane in between two very, very large people. And I'm sitting there. I couldn't put my arms on the things because, you know, the rule is if you're in the middle, you get both.
Oh, is that the rule?
No, that is the rule. That is the rule. 100%. That's the rule. That's the rule. You get both on. But
rules
I couldn't. No. That's actually airplane etiquette, right? Because nobody wants to sit in the middle. But I couldn't even put my elbow on either side because their side was sitting on top of it. I'm like, how is that comfortable?
It's not.
Like, it's digging into you for a trip to New York.
You should have put the armrest up and stuck it right there on his.
But like, I'm looking at this going, like, it's your choice to do this, but now we all have to, you know, when you get on a plane, planes aren't big. You know what I mean?
No.
They're narrow. Yeah. Subways, they're small. They were not meant for this, right? And I look, shit happens. We all have our things. At one point I was eating like shit and I got bit, you know, trust me.
Yeah, we could have a whole podcast about eating, but
when you're saying no, it's okay because they have a condition. It's not okay. It's unhealthy. Look, if you're bigger because that you have, you know, you're just a stockier person, that's one thing. But when you literally eat Twinkies and hamburgers and McDonald's.
When
and,
you're
you
literally
know,
two people.
Yes. You know what I mean? If you do it to yourself and you say, yes, I know I'm overweight because I did this to myself and I don't give a shit, that's fine. But don't get mad at somebody when they go, well, I think that's wrong. Like, you did it to yourself. You know what I mean? You should never go up to somebody and say, you're a piece of shit because you're fat. No. You know what I mean?
I think this whole, like, obesity stuff is... It reminds me, and I'm not, obviously I'm not equating the two, but it's very similar where tolerance becomes acceptance becomes celebration. And if you don't celebrate it, then you're like anti-human for whatever reason,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And so a lot
that's
of what
why
has happened.
I'm gonna put on a Speedo and I'm gonna go on Instagram and I'm gonna make a video and I'm just gonna be like.
You should do it, bro.
And I'll be like, celebrate me.
Do it in the snow in Pittsburgh. I dare you.
You should honestly,
yeah.
Bro.
Oh my God.
Honestly, Nelson, if you do that, I will give you $100. I will sell you $100.
Promote the shit out of that for the podcast.
Oh my God.
That doesn't get follows right there, I'm telling you.
I will pay you $100.
No, we're gonna fat shame you
with the Salty Show logo. I will pay you $100 if you do that in the snow.
Oh, the Salty Show written on his belly.
Yes,
yes.
I was thinking on the Speedo, right? Yeah.
$100 in the front in the snow if you go do that right now. Me and Jeremy, you will make $200 for me and Jeremy.
Bound, bound.
Jeremy's like, and you do the whole like, and you do like you rub and everything. I swear to God, I will give you.
You have to do it in front of your new favorite bar, though.
No, I'll give you $200.
I'll never go back there. No.
But anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that was something like, as we're talking about, I'm seeing this and I'm like, if you're against it, you're a shithead.
Okay, Saul, I have another one I'm going to tell them about, but after that, I want you to do the link again, but not until I tell you guys guess the state.
Go.
Ready? Guess your state again.
Guess the state.
Texas.
Troopers find drugs in bag labeled in large letters, bag full of drugs.
Oh,
what's the state? Troopers
Arkansas.
Find drugs in bag labeled.
Florida.
Bag full of drugs in big black letters. Big
Michigan,
black
either Michigan or North Dakota.
And you're saying what's your?
Arkansas or Florida?
Okay,
Colorado.
Maybe Colorado.
I don't know. Idaho.
Okay, so it actually looks like a, like those money bags, the white money bags.
With the dollar sign on it?
Yep, yep. And it's Florida. Santa Rosa County, Florida. The Florida Highway Patrol says they arrested two alleged drug traffickers after troopers pulled them over and found multiple drugs in a bag labeled bag full of drugs.
Was their goal like maybe they were going to trick them?
No, no, they were speeding on I-10.
Really not drugs.
They were speeding on I-10 and it's
just baking powder and oregano.
Let me ask you this. Were there other bags there like, that maybe they could have got confused on?
No, it was just the one was big there, bag.
Was there a big bag said like, bag of dicks?
Troopers found meth and GHB, known as a date rape drug.
Bag of
cocaine,
Twinkies.
MDMA, and fentanyl were all in the drugs.
Jesus.
Wow.
And it was like, if you see the picture, it's a huge, it's a white bag with a huge black.
Click the link. I want to see the link.
I know that link is a different article.
Oh.
It's here. Here.
No, that's I want to see this.
Here, the picture of the back.
Oh, wow. They're dumb.
Okay. I-10.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Only in America.
Last but not least for you, this has got a link there too, because I want you to see the picture, because the picture's great. Roving band of herpes-ridden monkeys are now roaming the Northeast Florida area.
Oh, my God.
What?
Lick you up and down.
What? How are these monkeys getting this, guys? Come on.
STD adult, whatever, had been originally in Silver Spring State Park near Ocala, Florida, but are now spotted in Jacksonville, St. John, St. Augustine. Like, they're all over.
The
north end of the state. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So are they killing the monkeys now? Or
It doesn't say how they're handling it. They've gotten loose and they're on like a rampage. And,
this is so gross. Yeah. I can't watch like, this picture.
How?
Wait, it's better than looking at Nancy Pelosi.
How did the monkeys get herpes? I'm just asking them.
So
it's
they,
Florida.
I have an idea.
Yeah, they.
Timmy's feeling right. Himself. Oh,
but I mean, you think about it. I mean, they're human. Like they're mammals, right? So yeah, if they're
so they've got
if they're
so
sitting
far,
there pounding each other out, you know what I'm saying?
So far, they have 12 monkeys captured. Oh, that have
okay,
herpes,
so how do humans get it? They're the same way. Same way. They
Shakira
evolved.
Showed you. Shakira showed you on the Super Bowl.
Monkeys. So it looks like the monkeys have evolved into doing human things. They like to go down south, and they're not clean. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
They're
their genitals.
You guys, the article starts out by saying, "Forget Florida man."
Or Florida man sticks his dick in a fucking monkey.
The article says, "Forget Florida man." Now there's Florida monkeys.
Florida man.
Florida is by far the most.
So I got it. Okay, real quick. Shout out to Zach. Shout out to Zach from GCU. He, I was telling him at last Friday night's.
Get Zach on here.
Yeah, Friday night's thing. So shout out Zach if you're out there. Hit up the Salty Show, and the guys will have you come out. And
if you have Zach's number, we can just. Have
I
him
don't,
come out.
But we can figure it out.
Yeah.
So he was very excited. He and his buddies immediately downloaded the Salty Show.
Oh, wow.
So they could listen to it on their drive back to campus Friday evening. Nice. And they were going to start spreading the word for you guys that they got
don't spread herpes. Spread the word.
So the word, not the herpes.
We do not condone. Oh, did you see that syphilis is on the rise again, especially in the UK? Syphilis is back on the rise.
Oh, Brexit.
Did you see what they're doing in China about the coronavirus? Like
they're killing people.
Freaking no, they're just gassing streets.
Yes, yeah, they're just like dragging people.
As of 2 days ago, they just had these big machines and they're going through, and it looks like they're dumping clouds of chemicals into the
chemicals
building.
Chemicals to kill.
Last I checked,
it's on. It was
last
on Twitter.
Last I checked. That's not a good thing.
I know shit. There are people in head to toe. Look it up.
Like, what are they spraying?
Yeah, what are they? I heard that there was some 30,000 people in China that already have it. There's like over, I think, close to 1,000 people that have already died from it.
Yeah, look on Twitter.
Darwinism.
What?
Thomas Sutherland was posting it, and you can see that. They're running down the street with these machines just fogging chemicals.
It's scary,
chemicals.
Man. It's scary.
Fogging chemicals. This is the one right there. Look
oh,
at him.
Shoot.
Yeah, and there's more than just
oh,
this
wow.
One. Oh, no.
That's like a fire truck with a cannon
off
the back.
Yeah, but keep watching the video of what else they're doing. Look. What the hell?
There's people walking down the street and they're spraying it. Oh my god. What are they trying? What are they spraying for?
That's, I don't know, man. That's dangerous. I don't know if that's safe or if they're
They're wearing hazmat outfits while they're doing it. It's not safe.
That just sums it up.
Well, I saw a video of Wuhan. I saw a video of Wuhan that had, like, the city was basically a ghost town. Dude. Ghost town. Well, did you see that one?
So I saw that one, but there was another one that, like, the guy was looked like he, you know, was somebody that was infected apparently, and it was like five guys in a hazmat suit, literally taking this guy against his will and shoving him in a truck, and they drive away, and they go, since when do people with the disease get this kind of treatment? You know what I mean?
How ironic that China is having this problem following the protests that they were having in the...
Yeah, some people are saying that they're trying a way to control protests.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, back up. Can you turn that down? Back up. You said they're doing what for protests?
They're trying to use this to control the protesters into...
The virus, they're making up the virus to control
that they released a virus,
or not necessarily making it up, but using it as an excuse. Yeah. There might be, you know, what is that called? No casual or no what is that term? Behind?
No, it's like
oh wow,
yeah,
this is eerie.
This is a streets city that of, I don't like, know how many millions of people, dude.
And here's the thing,
it's not that, yeah, exactly. They're all being quarantined at home. They can't go out. And this is millions of people in the city, dude. Empty.
Jeez.
Well, the airport.
Yeah, planes grounded.
Everything's just grounded. Nothing going in, nothing going out. Wow.
There's millions of dollars a day just sitting there.
Well, that's why the market went down on Friday, because the fear of China not spending money is going to stop. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
China's going to not steal our shit for a little bit.
You just find it interesting that all of a sudden, you know, we had all that stuff about China and how they were protesting and they wanted their freedoms and their liberties and da 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 da.
Well, now all of a sudden. Everything now is a conspiracy theory. And I wouldn't hold it again.
I'm not a conspiracy person, but I mean, it's still, come on, kind of ironic that you're talking about thousands of people in China. Tens of thousands, right?
I don't,
aren't we there?
I mean, I don't know the I don't know the Chinese government, but I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. If you're willing to steal like intellectual property.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. We will catch you all next time.
Yeah, yo. See ya.
Guten Tag.